USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The Senate Monday confirmed Robert Wilkie to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs with an 86-9 vote, ending a nearly four-month period in which he served as acting secretary. President Trump lined up products made from across the country at the White House, from boats to snowboards to cowboy boots to farm products, saying economic development is alive and well in the U.S.
We're stopping the barriers to other countries. They send them in and take advantage of us. We can't go the other way, and this is the way it's going to go.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, in her briefing Monday, again defended the president's performance in the summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The policy that the president has been since day one in office has been extremely tough on Russia, probably more so than with any other country.
AC units are already running almost nonstop in the Southwest, and the heat's about to get worse. Temperatures will top 105 degrees by midweek. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I have told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
Escalating rhetoric between Washington and Tehran over President Trump's recent decision to pull out of the global nuclear agreement with Iran. After the Iranian president sent a message to the U.S. saying that war with Iran is the mother of all wars, President Trump, in all caps, tweeted, "Never ever threaten the U.S. again." Iran's foreign minister then tweeted, "Color me unimpressed." He also called the president's words bluster and referred to the way the president talked about North Korea, challenging President Trump's credibility on the issue. Police in Iowa are searching for a 20-year-old University of Iowa student who went missing July 18th. Her boyfriend, Dalton Jack, tells WMTN this is unlike her not to check in.
She is kind, sweet, caring. She'll do anything for anybody.
Toronto police now saying that 16 people were victims of gunfire in that Toronto mass shooting. Two people and the gunman died. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders.
It's going to take time. There is no magic pill that we're going to take to say all is well. But I can tell you from keeping the city safe, I have, I think, the highest trained officers in the country.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A manhunt is underway for a suspect accused of fatally stabbing an 18-year-old woman and wounding her sister as they stepped off a Bay Area rapid transit train in Oakland late Sunday. Daryl Hallams, the godfather of the stabbing victim, says the community needs to help police track down the suspect.
We need the community involved. We need your help. We don't need us to break down right now, act crazy, tear up our city, or do anything that's crazy right now.
Investigators have not yet determined a motive for that attack. Senator Chuck Schumer called the follow-up to the Helsinki summit a week of walkbacks, embarrassment, and very likely the worst week in American foreign policy to date. The Democratic senator from New York then said insult was added to injury when an invitation to Putin was offered by the White House and his Republican colleagues did nothing.
Republicans have offered words of rebuke, statements, disappointed tweets, but they have not backed up any of those words with the force of action. I've seen my colleagues shrug their shoulders as if there weren't anything the U.S. Senate could do to check this president.
President Trump is looking at removing security clearances for a bunch of former Obama administration officials, including former CIA Director John Brennan, former FBI Director James Comey, and former National Intelligence Director Jim Clapper, among others. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetize their public service and security clearances.
Brennan recently called Trump's press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin as nothing short of treasonous. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.